Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet is brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. 20 minutes from now, the whale capper Drew Dinsick stops by, NBC Sports betting analyst. We will take a spin around Week 8 in the National Football League with Drew, and we'll probably ask him some NBA questions as well because he loves the NBA and we love the NBA. And the NBA is back tonight. And 40 minutes from now, it's all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including side total and props, and perhaps a special appearance from a certain someone in the final segments of the show. The two NBA games with the Rockets and the Thunder, the Lakers and the Warriors. But joining us right now, and here's how you know it's officially basketball season on You Better You Bet, because live on the line is our pal, the great Matt Moore from the Action Network, Buckets Locked On NBA on Twitter at HP Basketball. And just as a public service announcement to everybody watching to the show and listening to the show, if you're an NBA fan, I'm guessing you are, and you are not following Matt on social media, on Twitter, at Blue Sky, at HP Basketball, he is, for my money, the best NBA follow out there. Live tweets all the time, is obsessed with the NBA. And that's how we like our guests on the show to be, obsessed with their sport of choice. And Matt certainly is, and he's back with us on the show. Matt, happy 2025-26 NBA season, my friend, to you and yours.
Hey, man, thanks. Same to you. So glad to have the NBA back. Can't wait for Round Ball Rock tonight to hit. It's going to be just a huge dopamine hit. I'm really excited about the season. Interesting subplots, interesting games. The games are going to be fantastic. Should be absolutely awesome. Can't wait to get started.
We'll close with the two games tonight. And I just like, I can't wait to get your opinion on Rockets Thunder with this like insanely tall lineup the Rockets are putting out there with no traditional point guard. Amen Thompson playing the one for the Houston Rockets against Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the Thunder. We'll get to that in a little bit. But Matt, let's just start macro here. Like, who do you think is going to win the NBA championship? What's your NBA finals matchup here on the eve of the start of the season?
Yeah, I mean, like, we're doing picks and not betting value. I like the Nuggets a lot from a long shot perspective, not long shot, but longer shot rather than the boring pick of the Thunder. There's all these, it's very hard to pick anything to kind of criticize with OKC. I've tried a million different ways to try and find something that's vulnerable with OKC, and there really isn't anything. So it's like, is that a good value? Possibly this might be the shortest number you'll get on OKC, but we're so far away from it. For me, it's the Nuggets, their ability to push them to 7 last year, the overhaul that they made in the offseason, adding better depth, as well as Cam Johnson, who everyone is very excited about. You've got the best player in the world in Nikola Jokic. Don't you want to bet on the best player in the world who's already got a championship, is playoff proven? I think that's a pretty good one. I do think there's a lot of value, actually, in the Eastern Conference, because the Western Conference is going to be a gauntlet. And if we do see one or two teams at the top, either the Cavs or the Knicks, slip, then the other one is in a really good position to kind of maybe charge through. And for me, I think everybody's got to kind of make a choice between those two teams. And for me, it's Cleveland. I think Cleveland is being underrated by the market. This team was a juggernaut last year, and they ran into injury trouble and whatever that demon run was by the Indiana Pacers. So I think there's value on the Cavs and the Nuggets. I'll take that as a finals matchup with the Nuggets going over the Cavs in 6.
Matt, in the last segment, I was talking about my Eastern Conference winner. Am I absolutely insane to like the Philadelphia Sixers at price at 14-1 to win the East?
Feel free to say yes.
look, it's the question is just whether you feel like as a bettor, you understand the injuries. Like, do you feel like you understand it? Are you like, yeah, Joel's had this repetitive problem every single year, but I think this year will be different. Cool. I'm not a doctor, so I can't disprove anything to you. What I will say though is I like their roster a lot, but it's young. Like, it's Embiid and Paul George and then Maxey, and then you got guys like Jared McCain, and you got BJ Edgecombe coming in. So like, they have a lot of inexperienced guys that are going to have to get through a playoff series. The other thing I would say, I want things to be copacetic, and I do not think things are copacetic. I think there's a lot of stress there, particularly between Nick Nurse and Joel Embiid. Like, I just think that there's tension there. It doesn't have to be enough to derail their season, but it's well known those two have kind of butted heads from time to time. So I am skeptical going in from a coach star player perspective that that's the best value right now to be found to win the title.
What's your favorite awards bet going into the season?
A lot of good ones. A lot of fun ones that you can get in on. The favorite that I actually have gravitated more towards and have put more and more on is a long shot, and it's Alperen Şengün MVP. So if we assume that Kevin Durant's going to take off a reasonable amount of time for a 37-year-old player, and he's likely to miss awards eligibility because of that, and we look at how Şengün played in Eurobasket, how he played in the playoffs last year, made a playoff appearance, acquitted himself, he looked like the best player on the Rockets, they took the Warriors to 7, so he doesn't have that holding against him. And you look at his passing, and now with a system that's going to be so much more geared to his talents, he's got slashers and cutters and shooters around him rather than Jalen Green dribbling the air out of the ball. And with Fred VanVleet gone, he'll have an even bigger role offensively. So I actually think Alperen Şengün, if you like the Rockets and you're like, I think they'll win 50-plus games, and you want to get on somebody who's not Shea, because it's just going to be hard not to vote for the 30-point scorer on a 60-win team, then I think Alperen Şengün as an MVP long shot actually has quite a bit of value. The other ones I really like are Trey Johnson, Rookie of the Year for the Washington Wizards. Think he's got the right approach, attitude, and look, Cooper Flagg's amazing, but he's on a veteran team trying to win now. Trey Johnson's not. He's going to have the opportunity to put up the numbers you need for that. And then the one I'm probably putting in tonight is RJ Barrett. I'm going back to the well with RJ Barrett, most improved player, because I like that much of what I've seen from the Raptors in preseason.
Wow. And I'm guessing, Matt, that maybe the Raptors will be the answer to this question. And then the follow-up is going to be, give us a team you don't like as much as the betting market. Give us a team you like more than the betting market does this season. In either conference, the win total can be anything.
So I'm higher on the Phoenix Suns than consensus, and that's a weird one to start with, but this is betting, right? Yes. And we're looking for the value. That win total is so low. It is so low at 31.5. And I look at this roster and I actually like a lot, the vision for it. Jordan Ott as a head coach, new life, that breath of fresh air impact of, okay, last year was a disaster, but now we can just play basketball. Devin Booker bounce back season. He understands how far he's fallen in the eyes of like the basketball community. He's no longer talked about as the best shooting guard in the league. You've got that factor, new coach, guys like Osvaldo Yadaro. They've got so many really good defenders on this team that I found myself really liking that bet more and more. The one that I think late in the process, having watched preseason, I jumped on, kind of alluded to it, is the Toronto Raptors over. Is just, I was skeptical because I don't like getting in on a Brandon Ingram team, but Ingram's passing. Like, everybody's eating on that team. And their defensive approach is going to be all pressure all the time. That seems really promising for managing a regular season and racking up a lot of wins. So I like the Raptors in the East. I like the Suns in the West. God help me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
What about the inverse, Matt? Team you like less than the betting market, either conference, whatever the win total is.
I'm big on the Rockets under. It's a lot of wins. I just gave out, Şengün here for MVP, but that's like if I'm wrong on this win total. The Rockets win total is 52.5. Teams in that range tend to go under. This team has no ball handling. Turnovers are going to be a problem. We don't know if the offense is going to be improved as a whole just because they added Kevin Durant. They're starting off without Dorian Finney-Smith. And all of those things kind of combine for me to think that the number is probably a little high. Teams that go between 50 and 55 on the win total, if their win total is between those two numbers, they go under about 70% of the time the last 13 seasons. It's been really good to get kind of under on those kind of teams. So they are probably my best under bet for the season is the Houston Rockets, despite how much I like Şengün at that price for MVP.
Am I crazy? I'm going to say something nuts. Are the Nets going to win like 8 games this season?
This is a tough one because like you kind of want to bet the over on these teams where it's like, look at this roster. They are clearly the worst team in the league. And then we get into the season. It's like, no. No, they weren't the worst team. They were the second or third or fourth worst team, but they weren't the worst team. Like Jordy Fernandez is a really good coach. But how do you possibly make an argument for the over? Their owner came out and said what they're doing. Like they know they have to get this pick right. Like this is an important season for their draft prospects. So yeah, like I think it's possible they're gonna win less than 15 games. I think it's possible they're gonna challenge the Sixers in the mid-2010s. To the worst record that we've seen in a long time. I think that the roster really is that bad. And if it shows any promise, Cam Thomas, Michael Porter Jr., Nick Claxton are all getting traded.
You better. You bet on this Tuesday. Matt Moore is our guest. Action Network Buckets, Locked On NBA. He is on Twitter at HP Basketball. Let's talk about the two games coming up tonight, Matt. And I can't wait for it. Round Ball Rock, NBC and Peacock. This is going to be absolutely sensational. Let's start with the first game, tipping off about an hour and a half from now in Oklahoma City, where the reigning defending champion Thunder, 6.5-point home favorites against Kevin Durant and the Rockets. Total 227.5. Now, for people may not know, because I don't think it's been that much reported on with everything else going on in sports, Jalen Williams is out for this game. J-Dub's not playing for the Thunder. Fred VanVleet's obviously done for the season for the Rockets, and I alluded to it. The Rockets are starting literally, the tallest starting lineup in NBA history. Amen Thompson at the one, Jabari Smith, Şengün, Kevin Durant. Like, it is Steven Adams. It's preposterous what the Rockets are doing. How do you see this one playing out, Matt? How are you betting Rockets and Thunder?
Yeah, I'm on Thunder -6.5. Gave this out as best bet on our podcast buckets. You know, Jalen Williams is obviously a huge impact. They're also going to be without Isaiah Joe and Kendrick Williams, so they are missing a couple of guys. But one of the problems is just this. I talked about, you know, the two-big lineup has consistently put up really good numbers in terms of plus-minus. Like, it wins its minutes. But the big vulnerability of it, especially when you watch it in preseason, was they were really turnover-prone because they don't have Fred VanVleet to kind of calm things down. They've only got one real point guard on the roster in the rotation right now, and that's Eric Holiday. You know who you don't want to have turnover problems against? The Oklahoma City Thunder. They convert those at such a high rate, and they turn them into easy points. So I think that this is probably – I don't mind a Rockets first half play because OKC has been kind of slow in the first half, at least they were last year, especially in the back half of the season. But I do think that the OKC blows this open second half. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander goes for his usual 33 to 35 points. The defense is able to create enough turnovers. And despite a huge game from Alperen Şengün, I think Thunder -6.5 is my best bet on the night. I do like Shangoon's PRA as an over here. Again, I'm talking at both sides of my mouth here, where it's like, hey, I think the Rockets are going under. I also like Şengün MVP. Same kind of deal here, where it's like, look, I like the Thunder, but their vulnerability is on the offensive glass. Monster rebounder in Alperen Şengün. He's going to have opportunities to score here. He's going to have opportunities to pass. So, like, Şengün's over on PRA, and the over as a result of that I like the over for this game, and Thunder -6.5.
All right, that is game one, the Thunder and the Rockets. The second game, Matt, no LeBron James, obviously, for the Lakers. The Golden State Warriors, full season, we were hoping for Jimmy Butler and company, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, etc. The Dubs, 2.5-point road favorites, 227.5 the total there. What do you think about the nightcap?
Yeah, the market has come in and kind of, I'm very tepidly on Lakers money line, not enthusiastically, just like a little bit. Market has come in and basically rejected that notion and said, nope, that's not the right play here. It's Warriors. They've grown kind of in the market. They like them better. I do think the matchup's not terrible for the Lakers offensively. The problem is just like, I don't know how they're going to get stops, which that might be the overplay. My favorite bet on this game is actually Jimmy Butler over 10.5 rebounds and assists. On this Warriors team, Jimmy is not really focused on to be a monster scorer. Now, he might go over his point total, but he is counted on for rebounding and assist. And with the Lakers, you know, they've got DeAndre Ayton, but then they really have to go small with Jackson Hayes. So there's an opportunity, I think, especially with smaller wings, they're going to start Gabe Vincent. I think there's an opportunity here for Jimmy to rack up some rebounds and assists. I wouldn't be surprised if he has a very well-rounded game while Steph does the primary scoring for the squad, as he always kind of does. So that's my favorite bet on it. But I do kind of lean towards the Lakers on the money line. I make this game Lakers by about 1.5 based off of the injury to Moses Moody and DeAnthony Melton going into this one. So I am tepidly on Lakers money line, but my best bet is Jimmy Butler over rebounds and assists.
How many points does Luka Doncic score tonight?
Man, 40, like just by sheer volume, depends on how many minutes he plays, right? If they don't get blown out, I would expect 35 plus from Luka in this one, despite the Dubs' very good defense. It is kind of a tough matchup, I think, for them to find the right guys to guard Luka. So yeah, he's going to have a massive night.
I'm betting 40 plus. Matt, first of many, hopefully, for this season with you on You Better You Bet. We appreciate it. Stay well. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, man. Take care.
The Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick, best bets for NFL Week 8. Next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.